Sickle cell anemia is when someone has inherited the sickle hemoglobin from both parents.
Well, I was diagnosed with sickle cell at 2 years old. It was a big shock for my parents, especially. But growing up with it, it was very tough.
Sickle cell anemia is commoner among people of African origin.
It's a genetic condition, which mainly affects Afro-Caribbeans. But it does affect other Europeans like Cypriots, Italians, etc.
Normal red cells that carry the hemoglobin around the body are round, flexible, and can pass through all the blood vessels, even the tiniest of the blood vessels. When somebody has sickle hemoglobin, it doesn't absorb as much oxygen. So when there's a less amount of oxygen in the red blood cells, it changes shape. So it becomes a sickle shape or a banana shape, becomes quite sticky, and they will then stick together and jam up the blood vessels. The parts of the body not getting any blood supply become quite painful, and that's what a painful sickle cell crisis is.
Your legs hurt, your arms hurt, you can't walk or do anything.
A sickle cell crisis can last as many as a few days or longer. So it just depends on where the crisis is and what part of the body is affected.
That was Comfort Okolo, a specialist nurse and junior, speaking on the NHS Choices website about what it's like to suffer from sickle cell anemia. This is Roger Watson, Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing. World Sickle Cell Day is on the 19th of June. According to the US National Heart, Lung and Blood Institute, the term sickle cell disease describes a group of inherited red blood cell disorders. People with sickle cell disease have abnormal hemoglobin, called hemoglobin S or sickle hemoglobin, in the red blood cells. Sickle cell disorder leads to crisis whereby the small blood vessels in the body become occluded, leading to extreme pain in several areas of the body. Such crises require hospitalisation. While understanding of the condition and treatment has improved, sickle cell disorder is life-limiting and in some parts of the world is an economic and family burden. The condition is unequally distributed geographically, with populations of sub-Saharan and African origins being affected more commonly. In some communities, due to the recessive nature of the gene for sickle cell disorder, consanguineous, mainly cousin marriage, is responsible for the prevalence of the disorder. So as I said, World Sickle Cell Day is on 19th of June, and Jan is celebrating this by making a recent series of articles on sickle cell disorder available free to download for 3 months. These 6 articles were published as a special edition in June and covered in an editorial by Diane Wilkie, University of Florida, USA. Look on the Jan webpage for the link.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublications.com.